Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Today we talk about how to avoid some of the most common holiday scams. And we're going to get to that in just a minute or two. But first, I want to talk with you about the year-end member drive. It's your chance to support the programs you count on every day on the Ideas Network. Programs that keep you in touch, informed, inspired, and your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important as we end this year and look forward to 2022. And Jennifer Dargan joins me, Deputy Director of the Educational Communications Board and one of my very many past bosses. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Larry. Great to be here.
Good to see your face. How are we doing on the drive?
Oh, my gosh, Larry. We had a really great hour last hour, and I think they're still calculating to see if we got to that goal. So I will circle back to that. But the goal right now for this hour is to get 20 gifts. And as you know, these goals are set up to make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the money to pay for the programs that you rely on.
So let's meet this goal. It happens one gift at a time.
Sure does.
And yeah, let's start with yours at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You might wonder, what does public radio even mean? What does that public part mean? Well, it means it's listener-supported radio.
And while we certainly appreciate business contributions and federal and state tax dollars, listener support's the largest source of funding for our programs. Your contribution of any amount really matters at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
It really does. And if you ask any WPR member why they give, you'll probably hear something like, it just feels better to listen to WPR when you give. I know that happened for me after I made my first donation. It kind of felt special after the next time I listened. And it feels really good to know that you're part of making something special happen.
So make your first ever gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month, and then you can join us in enjoying the excitement of supporting your Wisconsin Public Radio. Starts with a donation at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
What would be better, a year's supply of coffee, wine, or cheese? This member drive, you don't have to decide. Make a gift for WPR programs, and you could win all three. One lucky person will receive NPR-inspired coffee and wine, along with Wisconsin cheeses for a year. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Find all the details at WPR.org/drawing. Enter now with your gift of any amount. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
We do. And it's a big deal for you to donate, but it's not going to be a big process at all. We know that you value your time, and we have really tried to streamline this process so it just takes a few minutes. You just tell us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay it. That's it.
I've done it many times. It's quick and easy to do, and your gift right now really helps. So take the next few minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, with just 50 minutes left of this hour, we're now looking for 17 more folks to join in. So you can be one of those to help us meet this goal. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, your donation enters you in a drawing for a year-long subscription for NPR-inspired coffee and wine along with Wisconsin cheeses. That's a good incentive.
Gosh, does that sound good.
Yes, it does. Give right now, WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And sustainers, those who make monthly ongoing gifts, you're automatically entered.
And if you're not a sustainer, well, you can become one right now. It's really easy to get set up from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll provide ongoing support for programs just like this one. And you'll get automatically entered in those drawings in the future that we have.
Andrea in Madison says, I give in memory of a friend who passed away this spring. She was a devout WPR listener since 1977 when we moved to Wisconsin, and she threw out her television.
Wow, that's touching.
It is indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, your gift is very powerful. It really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you so much if you've already contributed. We'll turn our attention now to things we wish wouldn't happen, consumer scams. But you know what? We've got a couple of people who are really good at helping us solve those problems. Laura Sutherland is one of those guests. She's administrator for the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. Laura, good to see your face.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just great, and great to see you, and also Michelle Reinen, Director of the Bureau of Consumer Protection, both within the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, by the way. And Michelle, good to see you as well.
Nice to see you, Larry. Thanks for having us.
They will both be sharing tips to avoid fraud, talk about some of the current scams they're seeing. And maybe you've had a bad shopping experience. How do you ensure you're donating to a legitimate charity, for example? What consumer questions do you have? I hope you'll join in. Give a call. The number is 800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. ideas@wpr.org. Well, let's start just with a basic here. These scams tend to really increase during the holiday season, do they not, Laura?
They do. And the reason for that is pretty obvious. There's a lot of money exchanging hands. There's a lot of people wanting to do shopping online. And there's a lot of new products out there that we're looking for. So all of this is where scammers like to prey, right? Where we're exchanging money. We're trying to give to people, charitable giving, pulling on our heartstrings. So you're seeing, you have to be a wise consumer, right? You have to be suspicious, unfortunately. But that's just the reality that we live in. You have to think about websites that you're visiting, making sure they're not fake websites, but in fact, the ones that you want to visit. You have to make sure they're secure before you enter in your financial information, your personal identifying information. You have to make sure that jersey that was $1 million everywhere you looked and it turned out to be really cheap at another website is actually the jersey you're looking for and not a fake ripoff that they're trying to take advantage of you. So there's a lot of scams out there, and we'll talk about them today and how to avoid them so you can get through this holiday season scam-free and getting the gifts to the people you want.
Michelle, turn to you for a minute. Laura mentioned verifying your website is secure, and maybe it's worth it to go. How do we do that?
Yeah, so there's a few tips that we can give consumers on making sure they're dealing with a legitimate retailer and that you're on the secure site as opposed to with a lookalike or an imposter website. The first piece is to really take and look at the information about the retailer. See if they have listed a brick and mortar location. You know, in their contact information, there is a phone number there. There's an email address, contact information, if you needed to follow up on the product. And that way you can feel a bit more confident. You could even do a Google map on the address they have and make sure that place actually exists. But before you transmit that information and data about your credit card, your password, any personal information to that merchant, you want to be sure you're at the secure portion of their website. And that means looking at the URL extension up in the web browser to be sure it's HTTPS. The S is the critical part, meaning it's secure. And when you transmit that data, don't look for a little padlock symbol up there. Don't look for a little padlock on the web page once you get there. But really pay attention to the URL address that you put up there, whether you typed it in, that you didn't do a mistype, whether or not you used a link, you know, and I say that with hesitation because you don't want to just take and click on a link in an email. But you're really looking for that S in secure to be sure that you're transmitting safe data.
Join in with your questions as we talk with Michelle and Lara. The number to call 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or email us to ideas@wpr.org. Somebody tried to scam you. Love to hear about it. Retail promotions, of course, are pretty much everywhere this time of year. Any thoughts on other traps that we should be looking for within those promotions?
One of the things that you want to pay attention to is, are there limited hours for the promotion that you're looking for? I mean, right now we're in a different type of seasonal shopping than we've probably ever experienced before, with different supply chain shortages and those going up and down and changing and everything. So promotions are very different, and we've been in a long holiday season this year as a result of that. People shopping early, and you want to see if there's a deep discount on something and you physically go there. Is that deep discount only from 10 to noon, or is it 10 p.m. to midnight type situation? And you show up at 8, you are not going to get that. When you get to the checkout counter, you're going to be pretty disappointed. It might be on a particular make, model, or color, and you want to know that. It could be limited to a number of a particular quantity that you can only buy one or maybe three of the product. So reading those details, we don't want to insinuate that these are scams or misdirection. These are just the details behind the promotion that you need to just be very alert to as a consumer there. And then again, paying attention to those phishing schemes, the scammers that are going to be sending you blasts via social media and email about those too good to be true offers on those hot items that they magically have a large quantity of them available for you. Just click this link and go purchase it here. You know, do they really even have any? And that's the scam side of the holiday season that we need to be cautious of.
Yeah, absolutely. We got an email from a listener who, she gets a lot of requests, he or she gets a lot of requests to purchase mailing stamps, you know, what you put on your letters and so forth, at a low price. And she wonders if this is a scam. I haven't heard of that one. I mean, you know, there are forever stamps that, you know, is kind of a deal because prices are going to go up. I always buy forever stamps, but I've never heard of deals on stamps. Have you?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with a scam related to that. I certainly think there are services where you can buy their mailing services where to avoid going to the post office and it provides a discount and that kind of thing. So perhaps it's something related to that. But listen, I really appreciate the question because she is doing what we're asking people to do, which is be suspicious. If this is something that's unusual and you're continually getting it in your inbox, if you're intrigued by it, don't use that information only to figure out whether it's legitimate. Calling us is one way to do it, but also you could call the post office. You could do some research online, a quick Google about whether or not this is a scam. You know, she's doing the right thing. Be hesitant, do your homework, and make sure it's something that's legitimate. And if it's a scam, a couple of those things that I mentioned should show you pretty quickly that it could be.
Yeah, absolutely. Gary wondered if he does get scammed, how do you report the scam? Report to you folks? Would he not?
Yeah, love the question because it gets our information out there. You can access us 24/7 and report scams at our website at datcp.wi.gov. We have an online complaint form, and you can just pop your information into that, and it'll enter into our system. Otherwise, you can call our consumer protection hotline at 1-800-422-7128. Ask questions, get information, or have fact sheets and complaint forms sent out to you for you to mail back. And then you could also, from our website, you know, download a complaint form yourself 24/7 if you don't want to transmit it through the website. You can certainly just download the form, fill it out, and send it in as well.
Lara Sutherland and Michelle Reinen, our guests today on the program as we talk consumer scams, and I hope you'll join in. with your questions or maybe your experiences to share. We're in our listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio drive, and now is the time for you to take action in that way. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan. Set your favorite programs up for success in 2022 with your gift during this year-end member drive, and maybe you've already given this year, or you make ongoing monthly gifts. Today, make a special year-end gift for the programs you rely on all year. Just takes a couple of minutes at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Jennifer, are we making any progress?
Yeah, we're ticking away at our goal. We had a goal of 20 gifts, and now we are looking for 15. So thanks so much for those of you who already gave. And if you didn't, give now. And when you fund the Larry Mueller Show and all the other WPR programs you count on, you are really there for us, and you're a supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've probably heard the phrase, think big. Well, it's an expression you can really put into practice by listening to and then giving to Wisconsin Public Radio. When you listen, you get the best music, talk, and news, and it encourages you to think big.
And when you donate to keep that high-quality talk and news available to you and also to your community, your gift of any amount is added to the gifts of others to make big things happen on WPR. So give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Support the programs you count on. Become a sustainer. Make ongoing monthly gifts from your bank account or from your credit card.
Yeah, then month after month, you'll be supporting the programs you love, and I guarantee that will feel great. So pick an amount. Any amount that works for you. Maybe if you're having trouble deciding, $10 a month is a popular amount. And you can become a sustainer and set it and forget it. You can do it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This drive, let the impact of your gift go beyond the WPR programs you love. Alliant Energy is partnering with us to help feed families in Wisconsin. They'll match up to 12,500 meals provided through Food Bank Thank You Gifts. Ask for yours today when you give $10 or $20 a month. Thank you for making a difference for your neighbors and WPR programs with your gift now. Here's how.
Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 with your contribution. Larry Mueller with Jennifer Dargan. Listener support's the biggest source of funding for our programs, the ones you rely on, and that's why your support during this drive is so important. And maybe your gift is $10 a month or $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And when 15 more people join in the next 35 minutes, we are going to meet our goal. And these program goals, they're set up to make sure that we have the funding for the programs that you listen to and enjoy every day. So go ahead and make your donation right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we ask that you make a contribution, and we also ask that you give an amount that's comfortable for you. Many people give $10 a month. Some give $100 a month or more.
Yeah, they do. Whatever the amount, we'll use it to support the programs that you enjoy. Keeping your source for information and entertainment on the Ideas Network going strong. So give now whatever amount feels right for you. You can do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month. Alliant Energy is partnering with us, and they'll match every meal raised through the food bank thank you gift up to $5,000 worth of meals. So ask for your food bank gift and get it matched at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And now is a great time to set up a sustaining membership. It's really easy and convenient. Ongoing monthly donations come out either out of your bank account or your credit card. You can get it all started quick and easy at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Lena in Appleton says, Public Radio is at the heart of community from discussions on current topics to fascinating stories on topics we've never heard of. Builds common vocabulary among all people. We are listener supported. That means your gift is very powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888 1-800-520-2552, and thank you. Taking a look at consumer scams on the program today with Michelle Reinen and Laura Sutherland, who are with the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. You can join in 800-642-1234 or email us to ideas@WPR.org. Let's take a call. Kurt in Oak Creek, it's your turn. Thanks for calling.
Yes, about the stamps, we purchased 200 stamps for $33 per roll last fall, last summer, and a great savings. We did it on Etsy just by chance, and I'm seeing more sites coming up. They were marked 2017 and 2018, but they were forever stamps, and we've been using them, and we saved a whole bunch of money.
Wow. Well, that's good to know. Thanks so much for that, Kurt. Appreciate it. Lori emailed to ask about spam emails. Is there any way to reduce the amount of spam emails? Lori wonders, she gets more spam emails than legitimate emails, which is probably true for many of us. What do you think, Laura?
Yeah, it's a great question. There's obviously the unsubscribe button in the bottom of those emails, and those that can be laborious in and of itself. You can also not see the results of that quickly because it takes a while to unsubscribe, and then oftentimes there's another way in which they hook you back in. So it can be problematic. There are certainly email programs that delineate them out for you, as in primary, promotion, and social. So you could look to changing your email to one of those. And the other thing is there are services that allow, that will unsubscribe for you for a fee. And those are actually very effective. But in terms of how to slow them down, I mean, those are the methods that I'm aware of in terms of how to address that. Michelle, do you have any other thoughts besides the unsubscribe me and those apps that do it for you?
No, those are great. I will add caution to what Laura said with the unsubscribe button, is just to be sure you're confident it's from a legitimate retailer, someone you've done business with, and now they're just blasting you with all their marketing. And another way is when you do make a purchase, trying to be very vigilant of the fact that you don't have the button check that says send me all your promotions and newsletters and every other thing that they send, unless you truly want them. You know, sometimes you can limit the amount you get from different retailers that you do business with. There's different categories of information, and knowing how they're connected to other companies, because you may have opened the box that now you're getting things from 15 companies rather than just the one.
You can join in too. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Curious if you have had an experience you want to share, or maybe a question to ask, 1-800-642-1234. Email us to ideas@WPR.org. You know, I read just in the last day or two that the number of gift cards being purchased is greatly increased so far this year. And I think part of that has to do with the fact that, you know, with a shortage of certain games and, well, a shortage of a lot of things because of the problems at Wharfs. Gift cards, they seem like a safe place, but I know your agency said there are some scams that involve gift cards. Can you tell us about those scams?
Yeah, there's a number of different ones. You're absolutely right, Larry. I've seen the same information that people are delaying the holidays, or if they're not delaying, they're giving gift cards for when, you know, inventory has shifted and they can get what they are seeking. And some of the scams we've seen are related to free gift card offers, where you might see a social media post or receive a text message to a survey, a link to a survey, fill this out and you'll get this free gift card in return. And it's usually to a big box store and pretty high value. So you're very enticed to, what's the big deal? It's a couple minutes. I'll fill out the survey. Well, you're handing over a lot of personal information that has incredible value. You don't really know who the information's going to and what they're going to do with it. And we've certainly seen this as a scam where the individual never receives this gift card after filling out pages and pages of personal information that's then turned around and sold. So something to be cautious of. The other thing we've seen is different marketplaces where people try and swap or exchange gift cards that they may have received over time from others to places that they don't really shop or have any desire to shop for. Well, those may not have the same kind of value on them anymore because of either inactivity fees or maybe they've been used. And you need to be, again, cautious of that exchange on that third party venue to know what you're paying may not be what you're going to get back. You know, be confident in what you're giving up that you may not get in return for it what you want. And there won't really be any assistance or support behind that because it's just a third party exchange or payment that you're doing. So another type of scam situation. And then there's the prizes. Boy, you've won this contest, you know, and now you just need to pay the shipping fee to get your big gift card as a result. But yet you never entered a contest. And so I'm not really sure how you won this big prize of a gift card. But they're getting money from you for the shipping or handling or taxes on the receipt of your prize, which is this large gift card. So again, another scam that's out there that we need people to just be cautious of and not fall victim to.
Let's take another call. Meg in Oshkosh, your turn. Thanks for calling.
Hi, I was wondering if using PayPal is actually safer than using your credit card online.
Is PayPal safer than the credit card?
Wow. Well, yeah, I'll take a stab at that.
Okay, Laura.
I don't know if I can say one is safer than the other because it really depends on your credit card. A lot of the credit cards, most credit cards, are pretty vigilant about protecting their consumers from fraud because they're out of pocket if their consumers and their clients are defrauded oftentimes. So they can have very robust fraud protection for you. PayPal is similar in that way. I hesitate to compare the two. I will say, however, we have had complaints where once you've used PayPal or you've used some other payment app, the money is gone and they're not going to necessarily unring that bell. So I think that it kind of depends on the factual situation. But once PayPal has made that payment, you don't have that ongoing relationship and you can back into your credit card. So in other words, PayPal uses your credit card. So you have two layers of fraud protection if you're using PayPal and a credit card. So there's that. But we have had complaints where PayPal has not honored the repayment because they don't see that they're having stopped the fraud. Michelle, do you have any other thoughts about the comparison of those two?
Well, I think you said it. PayPal has that double platform so you can use your credit card. And then there's the federal protections of using a credit card. And as long as it's the credit card and not a debit card that looks like a credit card, of filing a dispute, you know, 60 days after something's posted. So in there's the potential that then gets credited back to that credit card if something doesn't show up as delivered or something.
Hannah from Beloit emailed, they got a phone call the other day that the caller ID identified as a potential spammer, but I guess it turned out that it was a legitimate number from a pharmacy. How does a phone company determine if a number is spam or not?
Well, there's, been some federal regulations put in place and signed back in December of 2019 now. It's called the TRACED Act, and carriers are responsible and required to authenticate numbers that are coming in, and technology is used for that. So I imagine, you know, not knowing the specifics of this situation or what happened here, that something through the authentication protocol may have triggered it to be scam likely, or maybe it could also be the program within their phone. If it was a smartphone, if they have particular settings and that pharmacist has never called them before and they're not in their contacts, then it could have been listed or labeled elsewhere, depending upon, you know, as other a scam, if their settings are of a particular nature, if they have an app there, you know, and it's possible the pharmacy just got a brand new phone number and it wasn't authenticated and registered, you know, right. So it's giving off this indicator through those different technologies as well. So not having all those specifics, there's some possibilities there as to what could have happened.
You know, as you were talking, I was thinking about the number of times I've gotten phone calls within the same area code or even in the same city, and then I don't answer them, but occasionally I have, because I thought it was somebody, you know, that I knew, and turned out it wasn't. It was just some kind of fake thing that I hung up on right away. And they're pretty good at getting numbers from local area codes and so forth that can kind of fool you sometimes.
Yeah, they are. That's their job. I mean, they spend time doing that, you know, making sure that they can make something look legitimate and spoof that number to really entice you to answer that call and lead with their scam.
Our guests today, Michelle Reinen and Laura Sutherland with the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. You can join in with your questions or comments at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us. The email address, ideas@WPR.org. Has something happened to you, been scammed in one way or another, or you caught something in the nick of time? Or maybe you have another question. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Jennifer Dargan joins us again. It's our year-end member drive here on the Ideas Network, and you count on WPR for in-depth discussions. And it's your support that keeps these conversations going strong. And your gift right now makes a big difference, both this year and as we head into 2022. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. How we doing, Jennifer?
Well, we've got 14 gifts left and about 20 minutes left to make that happen. And thank you so much if you have already given.
And if you haven't, please do give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
And I have to say, we're really lucky that Laura and Michelle take the time to come by and update us on the sadly plethora of consumer scams and things that are just too good to be true. In addition to this great topic that I always enjoy, Larry and his producers are also bringing you the latest on tech, health, home improvements, sports, outdoors, and the list just goes on and on and on. And WPR is listener supported. So if you listen, you enjoy these topics. That means when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you're actually one of the producers of this program. You make it possible. You make this and many other programs possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift right now.
And as a donor, you get to decide how much to give, and maybe $100 or $200 a month is the right amount for you.
It might be. That might be the amount that you spend on takeout or entertainment. You know, things that you enjoy that just make life better, just like listening to the Ideas Network. And the important thing here is that you decide what amount is right for you and your budget, and then make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Marcy from Madison, Wisconsin. I'm a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio. First of all, the word obsessed has been used. With public radio, I've been listening to nothing but public radio for probably upwards of 20-some years. When I made a transition moving back to Wisconsin after being gone for 20-some years, it was a great way for me to sort of get back to what was going on, feeling involved. It was a great connection, and I think that's probably the word that I think of the most. I feel very connected when I'm listening to public radio. I'm a sustaining member because I don't have to think about it. Well, first of all, it's so easy. I don't have to do anything. I wish all my bills could just magically be paid that way. And although it's not a bill for what it gives back to me, it is something that I'm willing to pay for. It enriches my life. It's invaluable to me, so I'm happy to give back.
And you can give back as well. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller with Jennifer Dargan. Your support during our year-end member drive makes these programs you rely on possible. Your gift might be $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Now is the time. You probably, you know, if you're a regular listener, you've probably heard us make this ask and you've heard the case. Well, let's get it taken care of. Give right now while you're thinking about it. It just takes a few minutes.
You'll have that good feeling of supporting the programs you love and see what that's like right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
We can tell you it's a good feeling, right, Larry?
It, absolutely.
Just about 17 minutes left and still 14 more people we're looking for to join in. Don't worry about that big number 14. We're just looking for you to join in. You make WPR possible with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Margaret in Duluth, Minnesota says, this show has great news I can use every day. Roberta in Pewaukee says the interesting guests to start my day are what inspire me to give. Well, your gift is very powerful. It really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're talking consumer protection right now. What questions do you have about online shopping? Have you had problems with gift cards? How closely do you look at retailer promotions? What consumer questions do you have? I hope you'll join in. You can reach us at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or go ahead and email us. We've had quite a few emails. We've gotten to them all, I believe. Email us to ideas at WPR.org, ideas at WPR.org. Michelle Reinen and Laura Sutherland, our guests from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Always great to have them stop by. I think social media has come up, and it's a popular way to purchase gifts. You've got Facebook Marketplace or advertisements of social media. I actually bought something through Facebook once, and I had a good experience with it, and I was happy I did. But I know there, you need to be careful. And what should we consider when shopping on social media sites?
There, you're right. There's a lot of opportunity out there, and because some of us spend so much time on social media, so of course that's turned into a marketplace. And you know, there's a lot of things to be careful about. You can't always verify the seller, right? If it's a marketplace situation, it can just be your neighbor down the street. Now we're seeing a lot of people selling things on marketplace that are from other parts of the country, not just in your neighborhood. So at first it was, you could verify it, you could drive by, you could see it, but now you have folks that are going to ship it to you from California or what have you. And that gets really hard, right? Because you can't necessarily verify that it's a real person and that they have a real product. And so, you know, at base, you need to do your research. You need to do all that you can to verify that this is a real human being and they have the product that they say they're selling you. Because we are getting an increased number of complaints from people buying on these social media sites and the entity doesn't exist, the product doesn't exist, and they don't get what they've tried to buy. So that brings you back to one of the other caller's questions about how do you pay for these things? And that's when we would suggest that you use a credit card that allows you to stop payment if that product doesn't come and you can't verify it. Certainly, if you are using, if you are ripped off in one of these social media sites, you should absolutely file a complaint with that social media site. They do have protocols in place to try to address these issues and will at the very least take that vendor down so no one else has felt victim by them. But again, we're seeing an uptick in these complaints and you know, doing your homework, trying to figure out if it's a real entity. And if you can't do it, then use use a credit card and then be ready to part with that money if it's something you can't verify.
Let's take another call. Susan in Milwaukee, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, it's I don't know if it's a scam, but I've gotten texts from several people asking me to stop sending them sick texts. And it's coming from my phone number, but it's not my phone. So how can someone clone or steal a phone number and then send out texts that evidently are awful with saying that it comes from my phone number?
Wow. Michelle, do you want to comment on that one?
Yeah, so there is technology that allows you to mask the call appearance, if you will, spoof the phone number that the phone call is coming from or a text message, and likely it's coming from a blast through a computer. And that's the baseline that we see quite a bit. I'm going to just extend that to say I would contact your provider just to be sure no one has, you know, mirrored your image or gotten a hold of your information in any way and has hijacked your account in any way to duplicate it in a SIM card and things and is doing anything malicious with your information. You know, just go ahead and contact your provider, report this so that way it's on record as well that you're not doing this. And just see if there's anything that they can do to assist you with that.
Yeah, I think that's good advice. Thank you, Susan. Good luck. Let's go to Alan in Barneveld. Alan, hi. What's on your mind?
I keep getting calls, trying to solicit something or other. Sometimes I'll get the same call 4 times a day. And I'm wondering whatever happened with the no-call list. And is there still one in Wisconsin? Is there still a national one?
Okay.
So yes is the answer to that question. There is absolutely a no-call list. And if you're on it, and this is a legitimate company, they should not be calling you if you haven't permitted them to do so. So a couple things. I would file a complaint and see whether or not this company is, make sure you're on the no call list and see whether this company is violating the no call list. And when I say that, I mean that, you know, a company cannot call you if you don't want them to. But oftentimes, if you already have a relationship with them, you may inadvertently have said, you can continue to call me and solicit me. So we have to often investigate to make sure that's not the case. And oftentimes it's not. Oftentimes the companies are ignoring the no-call list. So I would file a complaint to determine that. But the other big distinction and one that sometimes gets lost is that if it's a company that's trying to scam you and not sell anything that's legitimate, they don't care about the no-call list. So no-call violations, the no-call list is not going to prevent scam companies from continuing to call you because they're not actually selling anything. They're just trying to steal your money. So they don't care about a no-call list. They'll call anybody and see if they can get them on the hook. But my suggestion is call our department at 1-800-422-7128, file a complaint. If this is a company that's selling goods or services and should be abiding by the no call list, which they should be if they're doing business in the state of Wisconsin, we can investigate that and make sure that that they come into compliance.
So it's again, that's 1-800-422-7128. Alan, give that a try. Jeanette in La Crosse. Hi.
Hi. I was just going to say, this just happened this week, actually, part of it last night, is somebody asked to friend me, and it was a friend of my sister's, and so I friended them, and I said, how have you been, blah, 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 and then the second email, she goes, have you received any of your money from the WWF lately? And I put WWF, and then it dawned on me, you know, it wasn't a she at all, it was somebody fishing, I think, And then the other one I just got last night was from another woman that he's pretending he's her, and he sent it to me saying, "Hey Jeanette, is this video you?" And of course, you know, people are going to want to be curious.
Click on it. Yeah, absolutely. I've had the same one myself, and I didn't click. And that was probably a good thing, right? Right, Michelle?
You are getting loud cheers from Laura and I on not clicking on that, Larry. And I hope that's the same experience Jeanette had bringing that story to light for everybody. But these are common phishing schemes where a hacker's gotten in there and they are impersonating friends and family members, trying to entice you with different things, you know, received money. Hey, you're going to pay attention to that. Or, oh, have you seen this video? Haha, we exchange information all the time. It looks like it's coming from a friend. So, of course, you'd want to be part of that conversation, but we need to be sure we don't click on those links. And if you at all are enticed, validate using a different source of information that your friend actually sent you something they want you to look at before you click that link to be sure you don't get any malware on your system or any other type of virus.
Talking with Michelle Reinen and Laura Sutherland from the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. They'll be with us after our news break for sure to answer more of your questions. We're in our Wisconsin Public Radio year-end member drive. And Jennifer Dargan joins me as well to talk about your support. It's so vital to all the programs on WPR. The largest source of funding takes a couple of minutes to do it. Do it right now. Support the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And we're getting close to the top of the hour. How are we doing?
We are. We have about 5 minutes left here for people to join in, and we're looking for 12 more gifts. Your gift right now is so important because when you give, you support all the programs that you rely on every day.
And thanks if you've already given. If you haven't, the time is really right now here as we get to the top of the hour. Give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you think about when you turn on the Ideas Network at 11 o'clock every day, how much your life is enriched by, you know, not only the guest knowledge, we have really amazing expert guests, but, you know, Larry knows a thing or two, and I've heard him hop in and answer a question when, you know, a guest didn't know it. So you really kind of get a two-for here with the guests and with this amazing host. And if it's something that you value and you find your life enriched by it, know that we are listener-supported, and you are a listener, so we need your support. When you give at WPR.org, or 888-202-2552. You make this show and so many more shows possible. So take care of it right now. Help us meet this goal. Choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift.
And this drive, Alliant Energy is partnering with WPR to help provide hunger relief in Wisconsin. And they'll match every meal raised through the food bank thank you gifts, up to $5,000 worth of meals.
That's great. And that means that your thank you gift will provide an additional 25 or 50 meals to a family in your area. So ask for yours now when you give $10 or $20 a month. Thank you for making a difference for your neighbors and the WPR programs that you love at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
December is a special time of year. We asked a few people, what are your year-end traditions?
One of my favorite December traditions is making Christmas cookies with my mom.
Well, every year, my friends and I like to indulge in one really cheesy Christmas Lifetime movie.
Make giving to Wisconsin Public Radio one of your year-end traditions. In return, you'll get programs that make you think, laugh, and start conversations all year long. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your contribution in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan. Your support of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all these programs going strong, and your contribution could be $10 a month or $100 a month or any other amount. We appreciate it, and we count on your gift.
And we would appreciate your gift right now. We are looking for 9 more people to join in. When you give, you fund the Larry Mueller Show and all the other programs that you count on the Ideas Network. So give right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Support the programs you love right now when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And then take another great step. Check with your employer about matching your gift.
Yeah, many employers will match their employees' gifts and even their retired employees to mirror the good that they're doing in the community. So ask your HR department or after you've made your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, check in with your company on their website and see if they match. We actually, you can look on our website at WPR.org/match, and you can check right there. There's a list of the companies that we know of that match. So thank you for going that extra step for the programs that you care about.
And we still could use 11 more gifts this in the next minute or two here. When more people support WPR programs, I tell you what, we're listener-powered, and it makes us a lot stronger. And that's why your gift right now is so, so, so important. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your contribution. We need to go away now. Laura and Michelle will be back after we take a look at the news. But please give now, WPR.org. Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Wanted to mention Mackenzie Crummy, our producer today, Tyler Ditter, our engineer, and our guest to talk about scams are Laura Sutherland, Administrator for the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection, and Michelle Reinen, Executive Policy Initiatives Advisor of the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And they're wondering if you've been taken advantage of, maybe with social media shopping, or do you think you may have been scammed? I hope you'll join in. The number is 800-642-1234, or send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. And I should mention we've had a couple of people call in and say, and this is about purchasing discount stamps, they have been scammed. So the thing to remember is there may be a way for you to get a discount on stamps, but Laura, there's also the possibility you're going to be scammed.
Yes, you know, and I'd be interested to hear, my guess is that they bought them either in a social media situation where it was too hard to verify the seller. And, you know, that is the thicket that we're in right now. You know, one, they're just getting more and more sophisticated, these scammers. And so it requires us to do our homework and try to verify, and where we can't, just make a decision about whether or not we want to engage. You know, one scam that is going around the country now, Larry, and we've seen a complaint about it here in Wisconsin, is a Google Voice scam. And this is a scam that sort of plays on folks trying to verify the seller on these social media sites, right? So we keep talking about, see if you can try to verify if they're a real person, if it's a real entity, because they may not be in a state or that you live in and you can't drive by. So this is how the scam works. You're the seller on the marketplace, and the scammer calls and says, I'm really interested in buying your product, but I want to verify who you are. And they ask for your phone number, and they set up a Google Voice account, and they send you the verification code and in a text, and they ask you to give them that verification code. So then they have a phone number that's affiliated to you on Google Voice in their possession. So why is that a problem? Well, that's a problem because then they can then use that phone number to scam others, and it will be traced back to you through Google Voice. So a really insidious scam, and not great. So the way that you can avoid that scam is never give a verification code to somebody. That dual authentication verification code that comes to you via text almost always says, do not share this code with someone. And that is absolutely accurate. That's how you prevent yourself from being scammed. So, you know, we're talking about verification, and now you see the scammers trying to get ahead of us on that and using the verification methodologies to actually scam us again. So Definitely do your homework. And if you can't figure it out through all the steps that we talk about on this show, then maybe it's just something you're going to have to pass on and go to a party that you can, a seller that you can verify.
Hugh from Madison called but couldn't stay with us. His sister or sister-in-law was scammed out of $140,000. And his question is, how does somebody get their money back after it's been stolen? And there's not good luck with that, I guess, Michelle.
Yeah, it really depends on the scam and what's happened and who did the scamming, you know. So depending upon what's happened, it could $140,000, that's a lot of money. That's worth contacting law enforcement about to see what the issue is. It may escalate, depending upon what it is, to Postal Inspection Service at the federal level, or maybe even interactions with the FBI. We work with these partners regularly on some of the different scams, from like the Social Security Administration scam, because there are money runners involved, or they ask you to mail something, and so Postal Inspection can get involved in those types of situations, and the FBI. So it is worthy to reach out to law enforcement and ask, especially when we're talking about that kind of dollar value, because it's not coming back. But we want to give it an effort, so reach out.
Brian in Chippewa Falls, it's your turn. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how are you doing? I got an email. I'm curious to get your information if you've heard of this.
Okay.
The from says Google, and in the it says critical security alert. Some of your saved passwords were found online, and I think even in that header, it even had a hyperlink in it. You know, you could click to it just right from the. And so what I did was I hovered over it. You know, you can hover over the the sender, and nothing popped up. So I just put it in the trash. But I heard your show on, and I was wondering if you'd seen or heard of this, or warn other people if it is a problem.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we absolutely appreciate the call for warning people, because that's how we stop these large scams, right? I mean, they just keep taking new forms. And so if people can identify them for themselves, which sounds like you did, and hovering over the URL is one way to determine whether or not it's a legitimate site. But, you know, absolutely, if there's a link that they're asking you to click on and go and change your passwords, that is a scam. So if you have when it comes to Gmail or Yahoo or some of these other larger email accounts, if there's been a breach, they will ask you to log in and change it yourself. They aren't going to give you a link to take you there. They're going to tell you to go to a trusted site, log in and change your password. And maybe you should do that in any event, but no one that is savvy about how scams work are going to send you an email and ask you to putting a link in an email and taking you someplace else and asking you to act. They're going to ask you not to act. They're going to tell you not to do something. Don't click on those links. And if they want you to change your password, they'll tell you to log in elsewhere to change your password. So in short, you did absolutely the right thing by trying to verify it yourself when calling in and letting other people know about the scam. And then, you know, out of the abundance of caution, you could go in and change your Google password if that's what you have, a Gmail password, and just be safe. But certainly don't do it via the link that came into your email box.
Brian, thank you so much. Craig in Green Bay, your turn. Hi, Craig.
Hello. I just wondering what your guest might say about this problem. My girlfriend on her cell phone has been getting some really nasty, sexually explicit text messages, and they come from very strange phone numbers, and she's reported to the police. They really can't do anything, according to them. She's talked to her cell phone company, her cell phone provider. They suggested that she might need to get a new phone number, which she doesn't really want to do. She'll try to block the numbers, but they'll start again under some different number, and they're very strange phone numbers that they come from. Have you heard of anything like this? What's going on? Is there something that could be done?
Yeah, we had a call from somebody earlier in the show whose number was being scammed to send those kinds of messages to other people.
Yeah, I was just thinking, boy, this is like the reverse of that earlier caller. You've done everything that comes to my mind to suggest this as far as contacting the police, your provider, using blocking applications, using the blocking ability within your cell phone.
Michelle might have frozen.
Yeah, go ahead, Laura.
Well, what I was going to pick up on, and I don't know if the caller said this, but what you could do is make sure no calls, or what your girlfriend could do, is make sure no calls are coming in that aren't in her address book. And I don't know if you said that. So you can, when the phone call comes in, you can block that particular number, but then they're just going to generate another number. So what I would suggest for a period of time is to only allow calls that come from her address book, her contacts. And that ideally will prevent them from coming in. And then you can, do that for a period of time and see if that slows them down.
Yeah, that makes good sense. Good luck, Craig. Thank you. Brian in northern Wisconsin. Hi, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
What can we do for you?
Okay, you mentioned about remedy on people who get scammed, and there is one scam, and there is one remedy that if that scam where when you sell something in the paper and they say they're buying it, and then they send you a money order for more money and say, well, pay my shipping, a mover's coming, etc. So you take the draft that they send you, it looks professional, and the bank will take it. And then 3 days later, you find out you're out the money because it was forged. But what the bank is failing to do, how you can get remedy back, is the bank is failing to tell you that it takes 3 days to clear. And then, in a sense, the banks might be aiding and abetting. And it's a good argument to go to the bank or even their law department, and you'll get your money back.
May work sometimes, but not necessarily. Or is that correct? Or I'm guessing that some banks would say, no. That's somewhere in our fine print that when you signed up with us, it was explained there.
Right. I don't know that any bank is obligated to do that. And obviously some of us use smaller banks or credit unions and may honor that. The reality is anytime you have these paybacks schemes, it is a scam and people should avoid that altogether. And in addition, you should at least wait till a check clears. Even with these cashier's checks, they don't clear straight away. Prevention is the best method. You know, the other thing is a lot of the banks are getting more and more savvy about this. So they'll ask, you know, what this is for. They may ask you questions about whether or not you're paying someone. And so ideally, your bank will give you some good feedback. But I don't know that there's any obligation that they need to do that. It's certainly worth a try. I'm not discouraging you to do that. I would always try. But better just never, ever take more money than you're entitled to and pay it back. That is always a scam.
Thank you, Brian. Ralph in Milwaukee. Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon. I was wondering whether the ladies would recommend that my wife file a complaint through the State Department that they represent on a possible Social Security number theft. And I don't know if I have a 1 minute time to explain what happened or whether they would just answer the question directly that I posed.
Okay. Her Social Security number has been scammed. What should she do, Michelle?
I think contact Consumer Protection to explain the situation, and you'll probably talk to someone with our Identity Theft Assistance Team that can guide you through that if that number has been compromised. So reach out to 1-800-422-7000. 7128. That's the DadCap Consumer Protection Hotline. Otherwise, just file the complaint at datcp.wi.gov. You can get that complaint form and get that sent in that way, and someone will reach out in response to the information you provide.
Again, that number is 1-800-422-7128. 1-800-422-7128. If you've been scammed, is it a good idea? I think it's a good idea to at least check your credit report.
Absolutely. And you can do that every week online for free right now until April 22nd of 2022. And just go to annualcreditreport.com until April 20th of 2022. And you can get a weekly check for free. Otherwise, if you're doing it by mail, it's one every year from each of the credit reporting agencies.
So give us that where to go again.
Annualcreditreport.com.
Annualcreditreport.com. I'm writing it down because I forgot about that. I might do that myself. Oh, my gosh. Always great to have with us Michelle Reinen and Laura Sutherland from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. They come by every couple of months or so, and we talk with them about these scams. And it was great to have them with us. They provide a lot of wonderful information for you, and I think that's helpful. It certainly helps me. I hope it helps you as well, and I bet it does. Jennifer Dargan joins me as well. Jennifer, it helps out, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Love them.
And here we are in our year-end member drive, and your financial support, it's the foundation for all the great discussions you enjoy here every day. So make your tax-deductible year-end gift right now for 2021 at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We want to thank the 11 donors who gave so far, and we are looking for 13 more in the next 10 minutes here. We can do this. This goal is set up to make sure that we'll be in a good position to pay for the Larry Mueller Show in the months to come.
Let's meet that goal. Happens one gift at a time, and hey, why not start with yours right now? Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
You know, some of our regular guests on this program are just so great. Jesse LeGrew and Beth Wendt help with our computer problems. And PJ Leash and Phil Pelletieri, of course, answer our sadly endless questions about bugs. Well, I guess it's not always sad, but when they get in your house, it can be sad. And gosh, Melinda Myers, we have access to this national treasure gardening expert. We're really lucky.
You get great information and really information you can use from these guests and so many others on the program, including our guests today. And together, yeah, we get to the bottom of your questions, possible with your gift. So give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
So you got a great reason to give with the programming you hear every day on the Ideas Network. And then this drive, you can also provide hunger relief with your donation. You can ask for one of our food bank gifts. They're available at $10 or $20 a month.
Alliant Energy is partnering with us. Right now, they're matching every meal given through the food bank thank you gifts, and that could mean an extra 12,500 meals for your community. So increase your impact with your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, WPR exists because people contribute. And when we all give, our contributions add up to make this program and so many others possible. Your contribution really, truly makes a difference.
Simple as that. One gift at a time. Listeners make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. So make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, WPR is probably a preset in your home or your car. Gosh, for me, it's a lot of the presets in my car.
Yeah, me too.
You know, maybe you're like me and you listen to WPR a lot. If so, help pay for the station you enjoy so much. Become a member today, right now.
Make the switch from someone who listens to someone who listens and contributes. You can start with a gift of $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Now let's admit it. Sometimes we spend money on silly things.
I spent money at a silent auction thinking I wouldn't win, and I did, and I won art that was honestly a little creepy.
From creepy art to lemon cars, we've all made questionable decisions about how we spend our money. So it might be time to make a few smart ones. You can start by supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the single largest source of funding at WPR. So make a sound investment with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan. Listener support's the biggest source of our funding, and that's why your support during this drive is so important. And maybe your gift is $10 a month, could be $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And we made this really easy to make your donation. All we need is your name, contact information, the amount of your gift, and how you'd like to pay.
Takes just a few minutes to make your contribution to WPR, and those minutes fund your daily listening. Your support right now really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, it's really easy to spend a dollar or more a day on just little things, things that are kind of part of your routine, like your coffee or your favorite snack.
So you might consider the news, the information, and inspiration from Wisconsin and around the world that you get every day from listening to WPR. Maybe a dollar a day, $30 a month, is the right amount for you. Sign up right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and support the programs you enjoy every day.
Help keep WPR strong as we're going into this new year. Maybe you're going to become a first-time donor, or maybe you're going to make an extra year-end gift to support the programs you value. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You love WPR because it's your source for intelligent radio, and there are some costs associated with this quality. That's where you come in. Your support is so, so, so important.
And I'm telling you, it's just so quick and easy. You're going to be finished in no time when you make your contribution in any amount, say $10 or $20 a month. You do it at WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552, and that makes WPR possible.
If you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, thanks for that. Maybe this is the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We heard from Jaden in Boyceville that said, giving just made sense for how much I listen. Well, if that resonates with you, if that's your situation too, make your gift right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Thanks if you've already given, but if you haven't, boy, this would be a wonderful time to do it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and thank you.